Tuesday, the 1st of March 2016. A living wage. Although the minimum wage will rise next month by 50 cents from $14.75 to $15.25 an hour, it is still very low. This is $610 a week for a 40-hour week. Tax is deducted from this amount. It is hard for people with a family to find enough money for rent, food, clothes, transport, electricity, and phone. The Anglican Church wants companies to pay a living wage. Think about a family of two adults and two children, with one adult working 40 hours a week and the other adult working 20 hours a week. The living wage supporters worked out that this family would need a wage of nearly $20 an hour. At the moment, the living wage is set at $19.25, but next month that will increase to $19.80 an hour. The Wellington City Council has been paying a living wage since 2013. Last year, 27 employers paid the living wage to all their employees. This year, the number has risen to 47 employers. The group of people supporting a living wage point out that chief executive officers, CEOs, of New Zealand's biggest companies have had a pay increase of 10% recently. The CEO of the ANZ Bank was paid $4 million in 2013, and the following year his salary increased by $250,000. Of course, a CEO has a big responsibility, but is such a big salary necessary? In the past, perhaps 20 or 30 years ago, there was not such a big pay difference between different jobs. These days, we worry about families living in poverty.